anyway, another thing that's amazing in human in nature is the human brain. It's probably one of the most amazing works of biological engineering that we have. And one of our greatest challenges as scientists is to understand how our brain has evolved. And some researchers now writing in the journal Nature Neuroscience have actually shed some light on the origins of the brain and how we developed such large, complex ones. Well, I did anyway. Maybe not
in your case. I was going to say,
not in your case. Beat you to it. Anyway, currently, scientists think that the connections between nerve cells known as synapses are similar in most animals, from, you know, tiny worms to humans. And it's simply the increase in the number of nerve cells and the number of synapses that makes a more complicated brain. So basically, big brain, lots of nerves, lots of synapses, makes you clever. Small brain, not very many nerves or synapses, not so clever. You're a worm, basically. But now scientists at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute have been studying the makeup of the proteins at synapses in different species. So all the way from very simple yeast cells, who don't really have synapses, but they have some of these proteins, through simple organisms all the way up to humans. And looking at the number of different molecules that are produced in the synapses, they've looked at around 600 different molecules just found at synapses. And they found that there's probably two major leaps, major changes in the number of these proteins. So complicated animals like humans, vertebrates, have this full range of about 600 molecules. Invertebrates probably have about half. And very simple single-celled organisms like yeast have only about a quarter. So that tells us that these two points in evolution, when we went from being one cell to many cells and from being invertebrates to vertebrates, there was this big leap in complexity in the synapses, in the molecules that are there. So it's not just the size, it's actually how complex you are that counts as well.
But I always knew that. I'm always telling my wife that.